conditions are pretty tough right now, Sammy. As you know, extensive damage happened early this morning. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to encourage all members of citizens there in Mountain Home, Baxter County, surrounding areas to stay away from down power lines. Safety is number one important thing. You know, we've got numerous tree trimming crews, linemen, support staff headed our way to support us. But we've got a lot of damage. Last count I had, we had over 5,000 customers out in the Mountain Home area, 1,500 around Bull Shoals, 3,500 in Flippin, and 6,000 in the Yellville area. So a lot of damage that we're trying to process and work through.
I know it's probably hard to say at this time, but any estimates at all on timelines? I know we spoke with Mel Coleman earlier today, and he's saying there's a possibility in Baxter County of up to 2 to 4 days for some power restoration.
Yeah, I don't think he's far off. I can see that happening. We're just way too early in the assessment stage. You know, we've got some transmission lines that have some down structures. We've already got a count of over 50-plus broken poles in the area, hundreds of spans of wire on the ground. So as far as a definite time frame, I can't give that to you right now, but it could be days before we get to the end of this.
Any specific areas you could point to where you think folks might see power by the end of today? Do you have any specific areas you could point to?
Well, we try to get the main lines that feed all the main areas. You know, we're working on some main lines to Mountain Home right now. Fortunately, the hospital, we didn't lose power there very long, but just trying to get all the main, you know, highways and roads that feed off to the other intersections throughout Mountain Home heated up as quickly as we can.